Thank you, Senator Sanders. And as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, I just wanted to come by for a few minutes. This is a particularly important hearing, and lay out what I think the choices are and what I believe are responsible solutions to those options. To me, we have a discussion of either cutting Social Security benefits or saving Social Security. And the leading proposal on the other side would put Social Security on the chopping block every few years, basically, I gather, to see if the American people still want it. And the fact of the matter is, the American people don't want benefits, you know, cut. They understand what it will mean for working people to just raise the age, because we know, for example, we're getting this narrative that Americans, by and large, are living longer. That's just not the case, colleagues, for most Americans. The majority of increases in life expectancy have been to those in the top half of the income distribution. And meanwhile, Black and Hispanic workers, low-wage workers, workers without a college degree, and those working in physically demanding jobs have a lower life expectancy after age 65 and are more likely to claim Social Security benefits early. So you have a choice, and I'm going to be very specific about what we believe the choice ought to be. Cut Social Security benefits? We're against that. We are plain, straightforward against that. Or we can look at the kind of solutions that the American people are for. And I'm going to outline those here in just a moment. But what we've heard from Republicans in the past is about privatizing it, cutting the benefits, raising the retirement age. The American people say, not interested, don't want to do that. Here's the two areas that I know the American people are for, because I'm trying these ideas out as I get around my state and I work with my colleagues. First, we know that billionaires are able, under current tax law, this is legal, the scam is what's legal, they are able to pay little or no taxes for years on end. Contrast that with firefighters and nurses. They pay taxes with every single paycheck. So I have proposed the billionaire income tax, which would mean that billionaires would pay taxes every year. And what we would do is take the revenue generated from this tax. It would be deposited into the Social Security Trust Fund, and you could extend solvency into the next century. Choice number one. Choice number two. We now have a tax gap of $1 trillion, according to the Commission of the Internal Revenue Service. Why? Because there are fewer audits of the most wealthy in America. Senator Sanders and I have talked about this. The working person, again, pays taxes with all their paychecks. Possible to audit them in a pretty straightforward way. The wealthy are disproportionately causing the tax cheating problem. And what I propose is we better fund the Internal Revenue Service so that we can go after these wealthy tax cheats. Now, what I've just given you are two very concrete ways to deal with the Social Security funding challenge, and they are ways that the American people will rally for. Because, and I'll close with this, the two ideas that I've just laid out ensure that we have some tax fairness and that we pay for what we want in a responsible kind of manner. I didn't just come here and say I'm going to Senator Sanders' hearing to say this is what I'm against. I told you what the choice is, cutting Social Security, saving Social Security. We're for saving Social Security. There is a history on the other side of the aisle of repeatedly trying to cut Social Security. And I said, in addition to telling you what our goal is, I gave you two concrete ways to go about securing that goal. And I will just tell my colleagues, both of these approaches will generate the revenue to get Social Security well into the next century. And these are approaches the American people are for. Thank you, Senator Sanders.